Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody has a friend. Everyone knows a guy that doesn't like spending money and just loves staring at his bank app to see that he's got a bunch of money in savings. There's nothing wrong with being that guy. In fact, being that guy is probably a good thing. There's nothing wrong with being boys with that guy. But I'll tell you when it's a problem. When the person that just stares at how much money they have in the bank but doesn't actually want to spend it is your husband or, in my case, your general manager. Like, no, try to improve your life. If you need a stove, buy it. If you need a linebacker, go get one. The last group didn't. This group is. Number one thing I'm liking so far about free agency. Number two, I think Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, and this new operation are screaming as loud as they can with actions for all of you and me and the rest of the folks sitting in studios here on Half Street to see and hear. The team you like was terrible, and we know it. Pretty obviously telling you that this team stinks, in my opinion. 16 signings. 14 of them from outside the organization as external free agents. A complete overhaul of the roster. You could have, on the cheap, kept a bunch of your own guys, and they said, nah, we're good. We'll get other people's guys. A lot of one-year deals. They're just bringing in hired guns for a season because they're going, whatever culture or mindset or philosophy they were selling here, ours is different. They're changing the bones of this beast, and they're bringing in new guts for this operation, and I like that. They looked at the roster, and it seems to me like they said, we don't have enough dogs. Kind of like, what was that college coach back in the day? Remember, he was like, we got too many cats. I need dogs. I want more dogs. They are making moves. Think about the Dan Quinn quote, by the way. Remember his press conference where he talked about not a rebuild, but a recalibrate? Like, that's, to me, speaks to the aggressiveness and this overhaul where they don't plan on being terrible. Now, based on what they're signing, they're probably going to be very average. This is not they're not signing stars. It's not a really good team. But they've gone from a 4-win team to probably, you know, a 7-ish, 8-win team in year one, hopefully. This is what Dan Quinn had to say about a rebuild and, you know, the opposite to me of give me 5 years, which is what Rivera said.
I would say this is a recalibrate, you know, finding our north again. And that starts, you know, with our identity of our club. So, no, you will not hear me say the word rebuild at all. This is about assessing what we have, how do we add to that, and then how quickly we can accelerate this process together. Now, how do you do that? Connection, staff, off-season, into training camp, and then ultimately putting all these guys to find the best group to help us go play as well as we can, as fast as we can. So there is no timeline on that, but we will push it hard to see how good we can get and how fast we can get. But I see it much more as a recalibration to say, let's find our north, own our identity of how we're going to get it on, and then push hard to reach that.
Their self-scout didn't last very long. They had a couple weeks to figure out what they liked and what they didn't about their own players, and what they came back with clearly was, let's go get guys from outside this building. And I think a lot of that has to do with mindset. Frankie Louvu watch him a couple times, and you just see violence. You see a guy that, I'm going on a mission. I don't know if I'm coming back the same way. My helmet's hitting your helmet, and one of us has fallen over. Bobby Wagner is a face mask grabbing leader, right? That goes back to, I think about when I watch Lou Vu, or when you see that they signed Wagner, who's worked with Quinn, who's worked with linebackers coach on staff now, Ken Norton Jr. I think about the Joe Witt Jr. comment, where he talked about the style they want, the type of player they're looking for, and the fact that they got a type that doesn't necessarily work with every single player.
The way that we live is not for everybody, okay? It's not, all right? Because we're going to run and put our bodies on people in a violent manner.
Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, 183 tackles. A couple of the things so far that I really like about what they've done in free agency. Third thing I'll tell you, they are giving themselves a chance to draft stars and to let the board work for them in a month. Here's what I mean by that. If you go into the draft without veterans who can start at defensive end, you need an edge. They've signed three defensive ends. Now it'd be nice to get an edge. See the difference? If you go into the draft with Jamin Davis and the Jags backing him up, you know, the special teams linebackers that they had, you have to get a linebacker. You need an impact player at the position. One of those picks early has to be someone that can help you at linebacker. They've signed three linebackers. Now, it'd be nice if you got another linebacker. You'd like to get better at linebacker. There's a difference. If they hadn't gone out and gotten Biadasz at center or Allegretti at guard, you'd be hunting for a center in the guard in the draft. Now, if one that you love falls to you, you take the guy. But you're not in hunting mode. There is a really big difference.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tight end, same thing, Zach Ertz. If you hadn't added Ertz, and I'm not telling you Ertz is a star. I'm not sitting here pretending like Allegretti is a Pro Bowl guard or that you know Biadasz is going to make second-team All-Pro. That is not what I'm trying to suggest. What I'm saying is these are upgrades. These are contributors. These are starters. These are spot fillers, placeholders at worst, where you can now allow the draft to speak to you. Let the board fall in your favor. You don't get a tight end that you like at 36 or 40, fine. I signed one that can start if I need him to. The worst thing you can do in the draft is be chasing a bunch of needs. When the previous group would sit on their hands for a couple of months, and then the draft would come, and they'd have to get a corner, or they'd have to get a defensive lineman, or whatever the need was at that moment, you're debating between the position that you need, the four best players at that spot. Go to the store. You have to get bread. But the only bread you can choose from is what's in the aisle, what they've got. Your favorite, the Wonder Bread or whatever, it's not there. You're getting the second or the third best type of bread. Instead of stocking the pantry at home and then going to the store and picking dinner that night based on what appeals to you. Do I see something that sounds fun to make? Do I see something that might be tasty? The draft situation has completely changed by signing 16 players, even though very few of them are going to be long-term answers or stars. Because two, you take a quarterback. 36, I could take a tackle. That's really the one big need that they still, I would say, have to address and probably will. So let's say it's tackle at 36. But at 40, I could go defensive end. I could go tight end. I could go linebacker. I could go wide receiver. I don't have to do any of those things anymore. It's what I love about what they've done so far. I think there's another couple of things about what they've done that you could probably go either way on, but I'll put them on both of my lists of, you know, why you should like it, or maybe why, and I'll do my list next of things that I'm a little nervous about based on the spending spree. But the one-year deals feel like a good practice to me, especially with older players. If Zach Ertz is cooked, he's gone at year's end. If Bobby Wagner falls off, thanks for the memories in your season here. If Austin Eckler's 2023 was the beginning of the end, I'll get out of that deal. It's not like you're signing 3-4-year deals with these guys like Dan Snyder did with Mark Carrier and Deion Sanders and Bruce Smith and the aging veterans of yesteryear. The other thing about the one-year deals that makes a lot of sense to me, I was texting with somebody about this today in the league, they're going to have a ton of money next year in free agency again. A lot of money is going to come off the books. A lot of these guys are going to walk. You'll keep a few of them on multi-year deals that prove that they're good fits in your system. But when that money comes off the books, now all of a sudden you're going to have some of the most money to spend again like they did this year. And let's just project out that the year went well and the quarterback you took it to, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, whoever it is, if that guy's a stud, now you're the Texans. Now you found C.J. Stroud and everybody wants to come play for you. Look at the offseason they've had with Daniil Hunter and, you know, their own guys re-signing Schultz and otherwise to come back. So to me, that's the dream scenario here. Is you take Daniels or May, that guy's awesome, and next offseason now you've got cash, you're shopping in a higher tier of free agent, and you're more sought-after operation and organization. I think that's part of maybe the bigger picture plan. The last thing I'll say about the things I really like about what they've done so far is that the familiarity of the free agents they're bringing in with their staff, which I think leads to a lot less guesswork, right? You guys, in my conversations with you, have expressed over several weeks leading up to this week your nervousness and the anxiety that you have about spending in free agency. You are, a lot of you, kind of the beaten puppy where when I bend down to Petchy, you're still squirmish because there have been so many Adam Archuletas and Josh Normans and William Jacksons and Albert Hainsworths. But you don't really think about the London Fletchers and the Marcus Washingtons and the Pierre Garcons and the Terry Allens. But you know why you miss in free agency a lot? You miss in free agency a lot because you add a bad fit. Because you bring in a guy, you ask him to execute a role that is a little different than what he's done, and you misforecast. You didn't project well, and he can't quite do it, right? Or just because you bring in a guy, you weren't that familiar with the player, and maybe they weren't all they were cracked up to be in your locker room. When you know the players in your building really, 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 really well, and the guys they're bringing in, 12 of the 16 of them, have previous ties to a position coach or a coordinator or the head coach, there's a little less guesswork. There's a little less risk. You know how to use them and how they can and can't be used and how to allow them to thrive on the field and what kind of guy they are in the locker room. I mean, you guys have been in business in your lives. You got a bad experience with an employee. You go to a new gig. You're not calling them. You don't want an energy vampire. They're not signing guys they've worked with before who are weight room fun suckers. I mean, they're bringing in some football lovers, right? They're bringing in guys that are going to make the building better. So 12 out of 16 of the players being familiar, I think, can be put on the list of things that you should like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay.
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.